This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site. Boxing Box, learn the fight on instinct. And Oprah, the world's favorite mouth guard.
This is MMA Nuts, episode 64.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
And I'm Matt Griffith, and this is the MMA show of by MMA fans for MMA fans, where...
Ooh. Nice.
The question of the day is, would most ninjas also excel at ballroom dancing?
Good question.
I'm going to say yes.
Probably.
Brought to you by Bard's.
Bard's Tale.
Bard's Gold.
Not Bard's Tale, just Bard's.
Just Bard's. Oh. Or on the back it says Bard's Tale Beer Company. Yeah, I'm switching it up, bitches. It's not Red Ridge today.
Whoa. Are you being sponsored by Bard's?
I may be.
Is there some cash transaction going on that I'm
maybe
not aware of?
Maybe a little ball juggling, if you will. Whatever it takes.
You have a midget juggling your balls right now?
Love it. I'd love it. Three of them, though.
Three balls. The three ball man?
No, three midgets.
Oh, okay. I was going to like, whoa.
Need one to work each ball, and one to work the shaft.
That? Okay.
It's all good. A man of many visions.
Apparently.
Some not healthy.
It's all good.
Or illegal.
Hey, and it's been a crazy week in MMA. I have to say that.
It has been. Should we talk about how hot as fuck it is outside, by the way?
It's hot.
In Chicago, it's like, 10 o'clock at night, and it's still goddamn 90 degrees out?
It is. And muggy. But I think that's across the country at this point.
Is that right?
Everywhere it's hot.
It's so hot, my fucking air conditioner can only get to 74 degrees in my living room. My house not so
They say those
well
things
insulated.
Have like a 15 to 20 degree maximum that they can change the temperature.
Oh, it's so hot as fuck.
It's 100 out. The coldest you're going to get it is like 80, efficiency-wise. So...
Yeah.
That makes sense. 97.
Yeah.
It's about there.
Running nonstop. Can't wait to see that electric bill.
That's why
I don't pay the bills.
$300?
I don't look.
$100?
We just run it. I got two rules.
Just send a check.
Two rules. I'll never be cold, and I'll never be hungry.
It's good rules.
Or wait. I'll never be hot, and I'll never be hungry.
Never be cold. I mean...
Can you tell I've had a couple of Bards that kick your ass? It's like malt whoop ass.
Yeah. UFC 133, is this the most cursed card ever or what?
I think we're approaching that status.
You've got so many fights that are canceled. I mean, you had Mayshenko off the card, you got Phil Davis off the card, you got now Little Nog off the card.
And that whole fight scrapped.
Franklin's no longer fighting on this
which
card.
Which is a good move, because I didn't want them to throw the only person available would have been Machida, and that's a good fight that would sell, so I think you got to save that one.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Vitor Belfort and Akiyama are now the co-main event, and Evans versus
Tito. How much do you want to bet one of them gets injured?
I don't know.
I don't want to curse the entire, original promo,
but...
We only
got, 3 weeks left?
I'm not going to be surprised.
Yeah. Where's that card? Where does it say? It's in,
Wells Philadelphia.
Oh, geez. The Philly fans are, if you bought tickets, you got to be looking at it and go, fuck, the value of this ticket just keeps going down and down and down. So,
Yeah, I'd be pissed if I went to see that fight.
Yeah.
It ain't happening?
Nope.
Oh, by the way, Rich Franklin has a black eye. We talked about that before. I had to black it up.
Let me show them. See his black eye?
That's tough.
It's about there.
I gave that to him for extra power and see what happened. I do that and
his
fucking Noguera has to pull out.
Because
he feared the Reaper.
Was he standing sideways?
That's right.
Okay, nice.
Was
he throwing a jab or a hook?
That's weird. It's like a jab, but he's southpaw, so he's standing righty. He's standing orthodox, which is weird.
He likes to mix it up.
Yeah,
but
apparently.
We are going to cover this Tito Ortiz versus Rashad Evans fight later.
Oh, okay.
But first...
What's that?
We should talk about a few things.
Okay.
Because there's nothing else to discuss this show, so I thought we would random it up a bit.
Yeah.
And
random. It's so random, I don't even know what we're going to talk about
yet. Well, I just thought of something interesting, because we've talked about it before. with all of this hoopla about testosterone replacement, what do you think, like, is the rule correct? Should how do you feel about all this? You got guys on, okay, Todd Duffy is one who's been cleared for testosterone replacement.
Yeah, and you
the
can't
man
tell.
Looks like, I mean, come He-Man. On, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his fucking prime.
He could be Conan, for
right.
fuck's sake.
Dan Henderson, who happens to be older.
40 years old.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if someone by the name of Randy Couture might be on that list. I'm not saying I know this for a fact, but, you know, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
He's got a blood doctor, so.
Right. So, and then you have this debacle with Chael Sonnen and Nate Marquardt.
Is that a Team Quest thing, by the way?
Oh, yeah, good point. I don't know. Is that, are they all doing it?
Been Couture, Henderson, Sonnen.
Maybe. How do you feel about this whole situation?
Yeah, you know how I feel.
I mean, I know how you feel about steroids, but
yeah.
Do you think that something along this line is what levels the playing field for the type of enhancing drugs that are being used in sports? I'm sure this isn't something that's MMA only. There's got to be other sports where this is happening.
You would think.
Do you think that this is like a bullshit way to legalize steroids, or is it just, do these guys, I mean, what do you think? Is it medically, in your eyes?
Well, I think there are guys who need it, and I'm okay with that. The weird thing is, though, if you're going to make it legal, you've got to set some standard, though.
Right.
You got to say, okay, if you're fighting, you're on it, you need to be testing these guys year-round, but I don't want that to happen, because then all the other guys that are taking all the other shit, it should be like
a. Who we're talking about.
Should be a don't ask, don't tell policy.
Okay, well that's what's that's currently what it is.
Right,
it?
And okay. We should keep that intact.
Just don't get popped. That's basically
right.
The rule at this point.
Because the only people that get popped are fucking idiots. Because there's enough ways to mass ship these days, and like if you're a white dude, you shouldn't be whipping out a big black cock.
The Wizinator.
Like whoa, what's happening here?
Right.
Or pissing like cadaver piss or whatever it is, animal urine.
Thiago Silva?
Yes.
But at least he owned up to his shit.
Yeah, and what happened to him?
No, I guess
honesty gets you 3 years.
Long time, yeah.
Sonnen comes back faster than everybody. And he made up all sorts of
shit. He's back
of
now. Yeah, he's
I
back.
Know.
He's
and he made up all sorts of shit, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how people feel out there about it. I think, for me, the question is I know, I'm not for steroids in the sense of them.
Yeah.
But I'm also not for all these great fighters having to retire so early, because this is a natural thing. You train that hard, you cut weight all the time, you're doing all this stuff, your body gets worn down. You're not in your 20s anymore. When you're 30,
no.
You want to still compete. You can't.
Fuck,
because
no.
Because the number one thing steroids, I think, that do for these
recovery.
Guys. Recovery, but actually aggression. I think in order to fight, you have to be aggressive.
Well, it's both. And I think Caprito made a good point, too, is that you can train more. When
yeah.
you're on them too,
yeah.
so
your skill level
you
increases
experience.
Quicker.
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, I like it in the sense that it helps guys, but I think it's all bullshit. I don't know Nate Marquardt's specific situation, but come on, man. Like,
well,
okay.
He tested once or twice before. I think it was once, and
yeah, he tested positive.
Again, his story didn't seem to hold water. Where.
No.
Like 2 weeks before, you're going to take like a huge fucking testosterone shot and then
right.
your levels are off the charts.
Well, he said he would have pissed clean the next day, but instead he waited.
Well, he didn't, and it looked like it was a couple weeks later.
Yeah,
and then
waited.
Finally got off a suspension or whatever the athletic commission put him on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently he's trying to cut deals out there and Bellator is not interested. Which is
tainted goods.
Which is currently like the one organization that actually I think pays better than the UFC does. Now that Strikeforce isn't a part of the whole big package, so I'm interested to see what's going to happen with that guy. I think the
Shark Fights,
MFC in Canada, something like that, like
yeah.
overseas. I don't know if Pride's or not Pride, but whatever they're doing over there,
Hard to say.
Ever going
to
make a comeback, but. Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think? I guess is the question is for testosterone replacement, do you think it's bullshit? Do you think it's a reasonable reason to be using steroids because of what's said? Or
I think everyone should be juiced up. And I know I'm in a minority, and I don't care.
Because okay.
I want better fights. It makes better fights.
I guess, man. I don't know.
Look at every fucking sport, though. Everybody's on them. I don't give a shit. And
yeah.
everyone doesn't want to say they're on them. And It's one of those things that should, I don't know if it should not be talked about. Maybe they should just fucking make it legal.
Steroids?
Make it legal. Sure.
Make steroids legal?
Sure. Why not?
In
They're good for you. It's doctor prescribed.
Yeah, but
I'm talking crazy talk now. I don't understand that.
Yeah, you talk legalized steroids. Sure. You can just buy it on over the sure. counter. People be dying in the streets, man.
No, they wouldn't. If they legalize it and they made you go to a doctor consistently, and then you couldn't get over certain levels, I think it would actually be safer for everyone. How do you like them apples?
Maybe. It's a possibility.
Because everyone would have to have their blood tested. You'd have to get it through a doctor. It would be prescribed. It would be real stuff and not like horse scrotum fucking steroids.
Horse scrotum.
Who knows what they're giving you? You're not going to Mexico and get like jerking off a goat and claiming that's steroids. Who knows?
Would you drink that or would you inject that?
I'd probably take it up the ass. I don't know.
Suppositories up the ass, steroid suppositories?
Yeah. I hear those are the best for you.
Are they?
I don't know.
I don't know. Did you have suppositories as a kid?
Some from Germany. But I'm sure you did.
That shit was popular in Germany. I remember that shit, those big ass.
There we go.
Yes.
This is how it starts.
They're giant, man. They're like, dude.
Oh, just stop.
Gigantic ass pills. And they burn.
Here we go.
They work, though. I remember as a kid, that's the shit that went down.
How about a rectal thermometer?
I remember that too.
Yeah, I do. Sons of bitches. They should have never made those. Whoever did should be dead.
Now they got the thing that goes in the ear.
Yeah.
That's what I always use on my son.
Such
when
bullshit.
You go to the hospital, they got like the scanner thing they run over his like temple.
They go, zzz,
zzz, and then they get the temperature. It's like, come on.
It's fucking
where was that chick back
level.
Like 25 years
no,
ago?
No, I think we had some deprived doctors that just wanted to jam
shove this
things
up your
up
ass.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I got a go?
Exactly.
Suppository comes right out.
I remember getting enema though a couple times. That was not fun.
From a suppository?
No.
Oh. You got enema?
It was like constipated or something.
Oh, I don't.
And had to like. That's not pleasant.
It sounds gross.
It's not pleasant.
Maybe one way to cut weight, get an enema.
Maybe. Plus I ain't doing it for you.
The ass up.
You have to do it yourself, brother.
I
ain't helping you cut weight. I like you, but I don't like you that much.
Yeah. What was that, Caddyshack? Will you suck out the poison? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I pull out the arrow. Will you suck out the poison? So that this being a random
happen.
Show, there are some questions from the Facebook page I asked people earlier.
Okay.
Let me ask you some things. Okay.
Shoot.
Well, Brandon Kardashian, we
Thanks.
Know it's not his name, he has a good question, though.
Yeah.
Marry one, kill one, fuck one. Casey Anthony, Emma Watson, Christina Hendricks. You can only pick one for each. Marry one, kill one, fuck one. Casey Anthony, who you know just had the crazy trial. Emma Watson, the
kill.
Chick from Harry Potter.
Marry.
And Christina Hendricks.
Fuck.
Okay.
Done.
That's too easy. I would have to agree with you there. Actually, I don't know. Casey Anthony, you know, maybe.
Because you want the young one to marry.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You have kids.
Oh, that's true. But then they fucking talk and blah, 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 blah. Like, shut the fuck up.
Or should she be the fuck and then you marry the Hendrix?
Yeah.
The maybe. Other chick's out of the equation.
Yeah, no. Not marrying
the crazy
chick. It's
not even an option. That's a done deal.
Allegedly killed her kid, you know.
That's Luckily, I haven't followed the story.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck's
Enough
going on
to piss
with
you
that.
Off. Let me break it down for you.
No.
Basically, what happened?
No.
Very simple. She did it. They didn't have proof. The jury had to vote her not guilty because there was no proof.
If the gloves don't fit, you
must
acquit, right?
Yes. And OJ's innocent.
You take that to the bank.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
All right, good question. Anthony Tiger would like to know if Zuffa owns MMA, which apparently they seem to at this point.
Well, they continue to buy every competing organization.
Yep. What happens from here, and what does it mean for lesser venues who can either break from the mold or rush to adhere to their rule sets? I mean... What do you think this is? What do you think this does for the sport?
With them buying everything?
Yeah, I mean, are they going to buy Bellator next? Is that the next conquest?
No, I think they need some. You still need a feeder organization that's non-affiliated.
Yeah.
We talk about this in the past, though. I think it's always bad for the fighters because now you're fucked. It was nice when Strikeforce was still around as an independent organization. Because you were guaranteed to get more fucking money to go over there and fight.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you might get more money from Bellator? It's hard to say, but I think as a fighter, it sucks because you don't have many options.
Well, according to some the people we know that we hang around with at the gym that yeah. I mentioned about Bellator, they say Bellator pays very well. If you can get into one of those tournaments or something, you're going to make some money. That's for sure. What does it say?
Okay, here we go. Do telemarketers have an evil laugh? They do when or while they dial? I could have said that in one sentence and not fucked it up. Let me do that again. Do telemarketers have an evil laugh they do while they dial?
Probably not.
But do you even get telemarketer calls anymore?
Actually, I do, but
I don't even
it's,
have a
it's phone not
number.
People anymore. It seems to be machines now.
Really?
I have this
one. Do you have a landline? Still?
I do, through Comcast. Check
what
this
are you waiting
check,
for?
Check this shit out.
Magic Jack, bitch.
No, we
Magic
it's okay. Jack. It's part of our triple play bullshit, whatever. I got them.
Triple play?
I got them by the balls. Ooh. I got like the lowest rate in the
game. You getting like three women at one time?
No.
Damn. That was a triple play. I want to be involved in.
No. So check this out. I get this phone call. I've been getting it for 7 years. Okay, 7 years.
7 year phone call. Okay.
Swear to God, since college. Before that, I don't remember. But it's like, you have an important message from so and so. And then it halts. And I always, it's a chick talking. And then it goes, this is your captain speaking. It says, you may have won a trip to the Caribbean or some bullshit. And it's all a recording. Like, you can't do anything. And the funny thing is I know there's people out there who've got this call because I'm not the only one. The funny thing is it started from like my old cell phone. It moved to my home phone. And then now they're calling me at work too. And it's never a person. I can't make it stop. They just keep calling.
And can't you reverse look up the number?
Yeah. I looked up online. Apparently there's lots of people who have this. It's some marketing company, but you can't undo it. And it just, sometimes it'll be 6 months and I won't get the call. And then they'll call like three times in a row in 1 week. It's just weird. It's a machine.
It's the machine, man. It's calling you. It's the Matrix. It's trying to keep you in check. Mm-hmm. Keep you in line.
Yeah. So, yes, I do
don't
get
go
telemarketing
into the tank.
Calls. We donate a lot of shit, and we give, I give, like, cash to random things. So that, I think, sets me up, because then more of those places, they call me constantly. Like, this society and that society.
Why? Do you have to give your phone number?
I think so. Usually we
make up numbers. Fuck everything I buy online.
It's fake.
What phone number do I put? 555-555-555-555. Yeah, that was the right numbers.
I don't know.
Every time. And then that's why I use my other email
address. Maybe
that's
my mistake. I shouldn't use my number, but they do call. It's annoying. They always call during
Magic
dinner
Jack,
or something.
Bitch.
Like.
Yeah. $20 a year.
And they can't call you on Magic Jack?
I don't know. Actually, I don't get any calls on that phone. And when I do, I'm like, what the fuck? Who's calling this number? We have two cell phones. You obviously don't know either one of us.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes the school will have that number. Or if you have, like, a doctor appointment, they'll call that number and leave a message. But then the message gets forwarded to your email. So
you
just fucking check your email
and
Google listen
Voice
to the voicemail.
For that. Google
so Voice. It's pretty sweet. I mean, I think it was, like, $30 for the thing, and I only paid $20 a year.
But you have to have a computer running to use it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just dialed down the fan on it.
Can you make outbound calls?
Who?
Call out?
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Can you call
I heard
China?
Something else over there. I don't know about China, but
sorry to mumble over here.
It's all good.
Sorry.
It's all good.
It's the lighting. It's hot. I've been outside in the sun all day, and now
it's actually
like
not hot, but like the cold air is blowing right out, keeping the monitor nice and cool.
Yeah. No, it feels weird. I've been out in the sun. I need my sunglasses.
I think you have heat stroke.
Maybe I do. I'm not used to being outside this much. Do I look red?
No, actually.
Maybe I
did you use a good suntan lotion?
Like SPF 90?
Are you going
90?
Natural?
No.
Or are you using
no,
like all
dude.
The cancer causing ones?
Cancer. Fucking load me up.
You should use the brand is called
sperm?
Mexitan.
Like whale sperm?
No. Mexitan.
Mexitan?
Yeah. It's a natural sunscreen.
That sounds racist, man.
It's not.
like a Mexican, a Mexitan? That sounds racist.
Stop it. Stop it now because we're going to go
I'm
out of
saying.
Control.
Is it really called Mexitan?
Nice. It is. Stop
okay.
it.
But it's all
my natural. Wife is half Hispanic, by the way.
I know. She got into college, right, based on that.
Yeah, it was total bullshit, because I speak more Spanish than her, by the way.
Let me ask you some more questions.
Go ahead. Shoot. Fire. Whatever. Unprepped. Unrehearsed.
All right. Here's a great question.
What's that?
What do you think about the whole BJ... Actually, there's a couple... BJ Penn versus Nate Marquardt Twitter argument. Have you heard this back and forth business?
Yes, I have.
So they're talking a lot of shit. Like, BJ, you know what? BJ is one thing. He's very, like, old school when it comes to this.
He is, because he's talking about, like, what do you say? Like, you're a pussy, and I'll fight you, and I'll come to your fucking dojo. And
yes, fight you anywhere, because he thinks he's cheating because of the steroids and all that stuff. And they are now in the same weight class.
True.
It could happen.
Which true.
It'll never happen.
No.
Cause,
never.
But whatever.
No, no, never.
Do you think that, why are they talking all the smack? What's the deal?
Well, it's the hot topic right now.
Yeah. Nate Marquardt?
Yeah. So BJ's, it's like pretty much, who else was calling him out? Ben Askren.
Yeah.
And Hector Lombard. Yeah. I think everyone wants a piece of his ass because they know that's a fight that would sell.
Dude, they should do Ben Askren versus Nate Marquardt. That's doable, man.
It is, but it ain't going to happen.
They should do it because,
they could do it as a one-off fight and not a non-title fight.
Yeah. Because, you know what, if he beats Nate, though, the UFC's going to come calling ASAP. You know, it's a dangerous thing for him to go out and pick that fight. But we know BJ's fighting Carlos Condit, which
UFC would be an awesome fight.
Looking awesome.
I'm liking that. And we should touch on that. It's like
UFC 137?
Well, just the card of the century? 136 and 137 are looking pretty fucking stacked. And here's a question for you. Do you think they're stacking all these cards now because the injury bug's been fucking biting pretty hard of late? And you want to make sure, like, if you got two fights drop out, you're still set and you can have some of the prelim fights move up to the main card if you need to.
It's a great question. I think it's two things. I really like this month because there was such a long layoff, and now we have a couple in a row. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm now eager for UFC.
Where you're a little hungry for it?
There was a couple months there in the spring where I was like, all right, it's another UFC. I mean, I still enjoyed it, but it was like, dude, there's too many events. But I feel like the biggest reason why they're stacking these cards is because now with the insurance policy, I think guys aren't getting injured more. I think they're just pulling out more because they have
that's
that.
That's a good point.
I think that's what's happening.
Because they want to get used, take advantage of that.
Who doesn't want to fight at 100%? Where in the past, you know what, you blew out your knee. Well, if you tape it up, you could go. But, you know, if you don't go, you don't get paid. But now it's like, hey, I'm getting insurance money. And it's not that they're weak or whatever. You're, of course, injured. You shouldn't be fighting. But in the past, maybe you didn't have a choice. It was like,
you had to fight because that's your bank.
Right.
And if you're going to go to the doctor, you're going to foot that bill yourself.
Yes.
Unless you got hurt during the fight.
Yep. So, maybe. I mean, or just
yeah, that's another point. I wonder if some guys went into fights being injured, knowing that they're going to get covered and could claim, oh,
whatever.
I fucked this up during the fight, even though it was a pre-fight injury that somehow didn't get found out about.
Why not?
That could happen.
I would totally, absolutely. So I think that's the deal. And plus, it's just a cycle. Like, it seems like
steroids? What are you talking about? People are
there's so many guys on the shelf for so long, and all of a sudden, they just it's coming around now. And I think in the summer, I've seemed to notice a trend, like, the last couple of years. Like, they have one big event in the summer, and then otherwise it's fairly quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe it's a thing where, like, in my business, in sales, summer's always slower. People are out doing things with their family, and maybe it's not the right time to, like, pile it on. But fall comes around, football's hitting, guys are ready to, like, do sports. That's kids are back to school. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
The other thing I was thinking was maybe because the pay-per-view numbers have been so low
they
need to fucking get some cash rolling in again because you don't have your moneymaker, fucking Brock, taking care of business.
I heard he's doing real well. They're saying that he's recovering real well and he's been starting to train. And
Because when you look back, when you think about like seeing him on the show, he looked a little light, not as big as he used to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see if he comes back. I hope he does. But, I think that's the big reason is the insurance. It's got to be part of it, for sure. All right, here's a great question. Overeem has been calling out Klitschko. Well, actually, both of them.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he says when the tourney's over, he'd like to box one or both of them. Diaz has kind of been making the same kind of noise in the past. Do you think this guy's for real? Does he have a chance against one of those guys? If it's a boxing match, would you consider him like at all Well, this is from Frank Fleming, by the way. I don't know if I said that.
Let me touch on Diaz first. Diaz would get destroyed in a straight-up boxing match.
Probably. Maybe.
No, he would. And now we're going to move over to Overeem. Overeem, more of a striking background. Like, that's his bread and butter. Could he do okay? Maybe. It's tough. Like, how can you train? Like, that's the thing I guess I don't understand. It's like, how can you train MMA and then be able to flip a switch and go, okay, now it's boxing? Everything's not going to be instinctual for you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be like, okay, you're going to throw something and then you're going to have to pull back on the kick you'd want to throw.
Yeah.
Like head kick, leg kick. Now you're just focusing on
the stance
punches.
Is totally different too, right? Because boxers don't...
Yeah, you don't have to worry about a fucking takedown.
They're more like a sideways stance, so... A guy like Klitschko could probably work Overeem for a few rounds and mm-hmm. not.
And then, seeing how focused you are on that discipline. So take a guy who all he does is train boxing. Mm-hmm. That's all he has to know. So think about how much more experience that guy has versus Overeem. He's got to train, fucking kickboxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. So you're only spending X amount versus that. So. He would be competitive. I don't think he's going to win.
No. Yeah, it's... I'd watch it, though.
Yeah, I ain't going
to
lie.
Be interesting to see it.
Yeah. Because it's the same thing. Like, you see the boxer come into the MMA world. Like, what happens? Unless you're Ray Mercer fighting Tim Sylvia.
Different story. Yeah.
But if you're James Toney fighting Randy Couture, you see what happens. And then, that James Toney versus Ken Shamrock fight. When the fuck's that happening?
I heard news, and then it got all quiet. They had a press conference where they were all at each other's throats and all that stuff.
Let's do the fake throwdown thing.
There's nothing after that, so maybe it's not happening.
I don't know. Ken needs to just walk away, but I think he still owes money to the UFC.
Oh, really?
From a lawsuit.
He's got to do it.
Lawsuit gone bad. Teddy needs to get paid.
One more question from Facebook.
Yeah.
Raja Sandal wants to know what our thoughts are on the, given that we're going to talk about the main event change mm-hmm. in UFC 133, what do you think is about the replacements that have happened? Do you feel like the Tito Ortiz Evans is more interesting than Phil Davis Evans was? Or?
There's an added flavor to it for sure. I would have rather seen Davis Evans because I think Davis would have easily handed him, but Ortiz right now is the flavor of the month, my brother.
Yes.
You know, he's coming off hot.
Until
so
he's not.
Yeah. I mean, it's the perfect opportunity, and that's the fight we were calling for before we knew this was going to happen, because Machida and him Machida fucking son. Makes sense at this time. Yeah. Maybe later, but...
Not now?
Ortiz and him had that draw, so it made much more sense. Ortiz is hot, still fucking marketable, and can be a headliner.
Yes. That is true.
Save the card.
Save the card, and he probably will, given, I don't know, we'll see. Because I just read something that said, like, the last UFC only had, like, 500,000 views.
No, it was,
more?
Like, 300,000.
It was less than
that. Was the Faber one, right?
Yeah, it was a
Faber
small
Cruz
number.
Was, like, 300 to 330.
Kind of really low compared to,
Well, any Brock card's been over a million plus.
Yeah.
Million plus.
So, and they deemed that as, like, and it was a good card, but the buy rate was real
shit.
That
was awesome. That was...
So.
It was card of the year so far. Who's going to beat it?
Well, 137 is looking like that might be...
I'm going to bet right now it's a 4 out of 10.
137?
I'm just kidding.
It's a long ways away.
I'm not giving any of those predictions. You know what I think about that.
No predictions?
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
As far as like what the quality is. Cause
we never know.
You don't.
You don't.
You never know.
That's all I got from Facebook. Is there any other topics or anything you would like to discuss?
Oh, just some video games we were talking about earlier. Like.
No.
You don't want to touch on the
video games? We can. We can. The fans don't need to know what kind of dork we or I are.
No, I was going to ask you, what are you playing right now? Currently, I am on hiatus.
Yeah.
I'm reading a lot right now.
Okay. I have a Kindle, which I use a ton.
And is that good? Should I be getting one?
If you like to read,
I would suggest that
it's not so, it's like a book, right? But it's just the fact that, like, if I go on Amazon and I want to get something, I don't have to wait a day or two to get it. I can just get it. It comes in 30 seconds. It's like, boom, you got the whole book. And it's a little bit cheaper. It's small. Like, if You can do the Kindle app on this iPad too, mm-hmm. which I did that when I go on my business trips or whatever. But this is heavy. So you're kind of like, after a while, you're like, fuck, you're on a plane.
Complaining is
iPad. No, it is. The Kindle weighs nothing.
Come on.
It weighs as much as a paperback. So like you could sit there hours and just read it. Outside, inside. You do need light though. It has no backlight. It's e-ink. It's that is a drawback. But it's also easier on your eyes versus reading like a screen like this.
Yeah.
I'll bring it over. Yeah. You can take a look at it.
See
I love it, Kelly.
They're cheap as fuck, right? It was like $100.
If you do one, I think $114, and they give you ads, which I would suggest you just buy one for $139
and no don't ads. Deal with the bullshit.
Right.
Exactly. Fuck the ads.
And then there's a 3G version too, which it's not necessary. Where if you can download anytime. Like it's free 3G anywhere in the country. So, but if you have Wi-Fi, you don't need it. So. Just got to plan ahead. If you go somewhere, just download a few books.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I've been reading a lot. I've been reading in preparation for something specific because I'm a huge Star Wars junkie. Love Star Wars. Not the new ones, but the old ones. The new ones are, kind of so-so. But there's a new video game coming out. Star Wars The Old Republic, which I've been keeping an eye on for a long time. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I think we may play.
We may.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We played a little
If it ever gets released. I'm putting money on this not getting released ever.
No, it'll come out. There's way too much.
Maybe you should say it's not going to get released. And then I'll ask the 8-ball that it's not going to get released.
And if it says no, then
next
it's coming out. It'll come out
month.
Right. It'll come out Tuesday.
Exactly. Tuesday. We'll fucking curse the game into coming out.
But that's what I'm looking forward to, one of them. What I'm playing right now is L.A. Noir.
Yeah.
It's like a L.A. 1920s, 30s detective game.
Gives us solve crimes. How
yeah,
does it work?
All it is. Imagine like Grand Theft Auto.
Sure.
But without like the running
ass
around,
rape.
Around crazy.
Rampant
and just doing
ass rape and yes. blood.
It's really like cool. It's detective like sleuthing. Like you have to search for clues and talk to people. And the
like
whole
Blue's Clues?
No, not like Blue's Clues.
They don't show up every
no,
once in
No, but you
a
have
while.
These conversations and it's done really well where you try to figure out if people are telling the truth or not. And if you kind of
Can you choke them?
No.
Like, rough them up a little bit?
No,
the suspect up?
It's just a lot of, I don't know. It's good. So I like it. It's different. That's what I've been playing. I'm going to get back. I never finished Fallout. That's kind of one game. Once I finish this, I'll get back into that. And I'm waiting for Star Wars and Diablo 3. Those are the two. Are you're not playing anything?
I'm out. I'm out of the loop.
We played a
brother.
Lot of Call of Duty on the Xbox.
We did. I will get that when it comes out. Though.
Call of Duty 3? I'll probably get it. If you get it, I'll get it.
I'm just suckered into the whole bullshit. But
he gets very angry.
What?
At Call of Duty.
Well, because it's bullshit. Because these motherfuckers are glitching and cheating.
Yeah.
And then the fucking, I don't know what you want to call it. The lag is out of control.
In the beginning.
It's like one match, you're fucking destroying everyone. And then the next match, you go like 0-13. I'm like, how the fuck do I go from like 13-1 to 0-13? Then my remote goes into the wall.
Bing.
Did you see? I fixed all the holes in my wall, by the way.
They are.
I do that once a year.
It's probably better on the PC. That's originally what it was designed for.
Maybe. I don't know, because Halo doesn't have those fucking problems. Halo is so fucking consistent
Yeah,
for
it's
me.
Very, very steady.
It's too slow for you.
I,
you
I
don't
can't
like
take
the
it.
Pace.
I
don't mind
it.
It.
It's so
I like
slow.
It.
So I like to be just like twitchy.
Yeah, you like fucking blah, blah, blah,
kill,
blah.
Killed,
Halo's
killed,
a
killed.
Little more like...
Strategy.
Some of the maps are a little big, so it takes you time to get to places, but
yeah.
the overall consistency is a lot better than fucking Call of Duty.
Yeah, I mean, gaming's fun. I don't have as much time to game as I used to. I don't have the energy, too, because, like, we're doing the show, and then I got wife and kid, and, you know, I'm training, I'm really, like, enjoying jiu-jitsu and all that stuff, so...
It's hard to pick, like, more than, like, a hobby or two.
Yep.
And gaming just kind of... gets put to the wayside right now. And then if you want to fucking try to read a book or watch some fucking movies and get into a series
really,
or something.
Have you seen anything good recently? Nothing, right?
No, I'm still out.
It's been nothing. I watched Adjustment Bureau. Did I say that before? With Matt Damon. It was okay. I've been watching a lot of documentaries. What did I just watch? I watched Transcendent Man, which was about the singularity. We touched on that last time. Where they say that man and machine are becoming one slowly, which I believe is happening. One little bit at a time. There's guys out there doing shit. Right now I'm watching Freakonomics. That's a good one if you want to.
Freakonomics.
It's about the book that they had about like how things, certain things are. There's a real interesting one about sumo wrestling, where they say that sumo wrestling is actually...
Is it going to make a comeback? Or?
No, it's actually more like WWE than...
Oh,
yeah, because shenanigans. Because these guys, as they go up in the ranks, they may throw some matches because, like, if they've already won a certain number of matches,
yeah,
and they're guaranteed to move up in rank, but then they have another match with a guy that needs to win one, that guy might throw that match because it's like, you know... So it's all like fucked up, and they get over in Japan, they gamble like crazy on sumo. So it's like people were trying to like put this out in the media, yeah, and out this stuff, and the next thing you know, these two guys that were trying to they turned up dead. Mysterious respiratory illness, yeah, both died on the same day. Okay, sure.
That happens.
I guess that could happen, you know,
that
but
happens.
It is what it is, but yeah, I'm not quite finished with it yet, but yeah, and then Netflix is raising their rates. You don't have Netflix, do you?
No, and I forgot to mention that to you, because when we did the last show, I had just read that article. It went up by, what, 60% or something?
I
read 55% of the base is ready to quit. I don't know if that's actuality, but the crazy thing is that they'll probably be all right, because if you're going to raise it 60%, you can lose 50% of your fucking base and still be fine.
It's bullshit,
it's
dude.
A fucking bullshit
it's
move.
Bullshit.
You can't raise your rates by 60%. I mean... 30 is pretty egregious, and
I would have paid 30. If I was paying $8.99, and that gives me one DVD at a time, unlimited, and I can stream also.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be $15.99.
So what are you going to do? You sticking on, or
I'm hoping something happens, because
there's a lot of uproar about that. I heard their Facebook page got overwhelmed with all the fucking comments, and that they were actually deleting them because there were so many negative comments.
Yeah. It's a catch-22 because Netflix has the UFC DVDs.
Yeah.
So I get those all the time to kind of brush up on fights and whatever. But then streaming, I stream everything. I stream to the iPad, stream to the Xbox. You know, my son's watching like freaking Thomas and Barney and all kinds of shit on there. And you know, I'm watching
the selection
movies and documentaries.
Is not as good as the male ones, right?
It's not. So you kind of got to balance it. And I'm gonna have to cancel one or the other, or I'm hoping that they change it. $15.99 too much. $12.99, I will pay that, but not $15.99.
What was it before? $8.99?
Yeah, I know it's $3, but it's just a matter of principle.
It's fucking
like,
bullshit.
Fuck you guys! Like you're gonna raise it almost, you know, double. It's just bullshit. So apparently they have a lot of pressure from the studios. Their rates are going up, and they're trying to expand. You know, Netflix originally the goal of that company is not to be DVDs. They want to be streaming.
Yeah. Only. But then look at a company like Redbox, and what is it going to do for them? Fucking dollar a movie.
You ever do Redbox?
Yes, and I have no problem with it.
Oh, really?
The one by my house. It's right next to, it's across the street from where I work.
Oh, okay. So it's probably, is it ever busy?
Never.
Because I try to go there, the one, the Jewel by my house.
It's never.
It's a fucking zoo. I got like 10 people in front of me, and their kids are with them, and they're screaming. I'm like, screw this. I'm not renting a goddamn movie.
I just do it online, and then I just go, I find one. I either get the one right by work. And then you can, rent it online. And you see where the movie is closest to where you're at. And then return it to any fucking one you want.
It's not bad.
And the one is like, the other one's like a mile away from here. Okay. So.
Do they have Redbox everywhere? Or is this a Midwest thing?
No. Well, it should be nationwide, but they're popping up
Blockbuster
everywhere.
Went out.
And it's amazing, because when I first heard about the concept, I'm like, there's no way that's going to fucking work. Like, everything's going to stream, but it's like... It's a buck a movie, and if it's right next door to where you're at,
then
how can you lose? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's a good.
Because I have a hard time like on Comcast now choosing. I won't even look at what's on demand because how am I going to pay $5? That pisses me off. $5 is fucking bullshit
to
get a movie when you can get it for a buck.
Yeah. Well, I have three sources. You can do Xbox Live, which sometimes movies are a dollar cheaper, or Apple TV through your iTunes or through Netflix. Or through Comcast, so four actually. So usually one of them is like $3.99. So you can kind of pick.
That's fair.
You should check Zune, like Xbox, the Zune thing. Yeah. Sometimes their movies are a dollar cheaper than if you go through Comcast. So, but you have to wait for it to download a little bit.
Do I have to be a Gold member though?
Yes.
That's bullshit. Yeah, okay. Why do I have to be a Gold member to get access to Zune? That is shenanigans. Yeah, I let that lapse so long ago. I'll dial back in when Call of Duty comes out. Yeah, because right now, like, I'm not playing, and what I do, it's like just retarded games like fucking Pac-Man and goddamn Bomberman and
Bomberman.
Puzzle Quest, like stupid shit.
Okay. Stupid shit.
Sometimes you gotta play stupid shit.
Speaking of stupid shit,
are we ready to roll?
I think we're ready. Let's get into some sponsors before the show turns into a two-hour show.
We slid this. Thank you.
Hey, we're on track. Hold on. My Evernote is not working. By the way, if you have an iPad, an iPhone, or whatever, Evernote. Yeah. It's the shit. I use it for all my, like, it's how I take notes.
Can I send you, like, notes from here to there?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Can I...
Evernote?
Like, no. Can I just, like, type fuck off and, like, pop up as a
in Evernote?
Pop-up?
No, it's like a personal...
No, just like in normal shit. Can I, like, text you?
Text message.
Can I text you to there?
No. Well, no. It doesn't have text message.
See, that's just fucking
You can do
gay,
it to my
man.
Phone, though, if you want.
Can I just type here and have it show up there? Like, can I take control of your iPad?
No. Instant Messenger. Let's talk sponsors.
You can talk sponsors.
Sponsors!
I'll check email. Sponsors!
We have MMAHQ.com. The world's best MMA daily deal site. Follow the latest fighters, trends, and brands, striving to consistently offer you the best deals around. They sell one item per day until it's sold.
They do?
Yes, they do. Until,
MMA BJ!
No, that's a different site. BJJHQ.com is also a website of MMAHQ.
See? So I keep him MMA over BJ. There to keep me in check.
Nice. Actually, you should register.
Matt's going bye-bye.
MMABGAHQ.com?
Yeah. HQ, MMA, HJ, nice. Google Voice. Okay. What? You can't say Google Voice.
Check out their website.
It's all good.
Google Plus?
Yeah. Another? I spent $300 on dinnerware.
On Google Plus?
No.
What?
Just keep going. On dinnerware.
To have dinner with?
No, on dinnerware, like plates and shit today.
Just recently?
Yeah.
What for?
Because we've always wanted to get like different colored plates and settings.
$300.
And it was
Amazon?
Like, yeah, it was like $90 for a four set or a four place setting set. And I told my wife, I said, fuck it. I've been looking at this for like 4 years. Let's just buy it.
Time to buy.
We've had the same shit for 11 years. And they had a buy three, get one free. So. It wasn't $320.
Nice.
It was
I can eat off new plates when you
$240.
Come over
yes, and they'll be different colors. You can get them in blue, red, green, or orange.
Purple, pink.
And they come with the big fucking coffee mugs.
Ooh, those are good. I like those. I have big coffee mugs.
Anyways,
Boxing box. Go on, sponsors. Buy New Face, the only interactive fighting product that will challenge your fighting instincts and
reflexes.
Thanks. You can go to fightinginstincts.com
and for $49.95.
Ah, close.
Can That's I get a discount?
Maybe. Sweet. Buy 10, get one free.
You should. Every 10th boxing box, you get a free one.
That's right.
Sent to the address of your request.
Fighting
or a random address.
Last but not least, Oprah.com, the largest mouthguard manufacturer
in the world.
Providing custom fitting mouthguards, schools, colleges, clubs, and individuals. They're worn by international stars of football, hockey, lacrosse,
rugby,
and numerous other sports, excuse me. Rugby too.
Thanks.
And of course MMA. And maybe soccer.
It's not
go to Oprah.com and check
said
out
it.
Stuff. But I think the women's soccer team win today? I think they did.
I really don't care. Unless they're like stripping off their shirts
Dude,
when they
chicks,
win.
Those chicks are hot.
That's why I said like strip it off.
They're not bad.
They skin to win, baby. Skin to win.
They are not bad. So
they should be playing that what was that sport that you put on the last show? Which was a sweet video. You
curling?
Thank you. I forgot to tell you about that. Yeah, it was cool. I like that.
I like curling.
So the female USA soccer players should play curling then.
In Speedos?
No, naked. Naked curling.
Then you couldn't have it on TV if it was in Speedos.
You could if you were in another country, but ABC. The U.S. is very uptight about
censorship,
sex.
Bitches.
Like a nipple pops out and the whole world gets shut down for like 3 years.
Big
oh my god!
Deal. Speaking of nipples, I was
Here
at the
go.
Pool today. Okay.
All right.
Let me tell you a little secret. Okay.
Yes.
The pool with sunglasses, you can do anything you want. You could be looking this
Here
way and
go.
You're looking fucking that way. Okay. You're like, hey, and you're like, check out that hot blonde over on the right side of me.
Oh, Ingo, you're so 5 years.
I just discovered this. But my point is that
yeah.
I've noticed because we
What's
go to the
that?
Pool often. There's a lot of older women with fake breasts. A lot.
It's not good.
A lot. Like,
you know why
like,
they
like grandmas, like 40, 50, 60 year olds, like trying to get, you know, obviously.
How do you know they're fake?
Dude.
Because they're fucking stacked. They're
rock solid. Like fucking
you like
cantaloupe.
Accidentally rub up on them. Like, oh, you just cut my arm.
It seems to be the trend. Like, you have these older women that are out there and they're.
I'm trying to get some fucking.
They're in shape. Man. They look, they're tan. They got like the best looking like little bikini thing out there. And then these fake titties. And it's like, dude, what happened? Why? When did that become popular? I don't.
Fake tits should be never.
No, but I mean, it's just like, is that what's cool now?
It's not cool, and it'll never be cool. Unless, the weird thing was, I remember living in California for a stretch of time.
Yes.
In the 3 months in 94 or 95. There are no flat-chested women in California, by the way.
Because they're all fake, right?
I know, and it's disgusting. Real is the way to go. You have to go real.
Real's good. Just live with what you got.
And don't breastfeed for too long, because those kids will suck the life out of those titties. They'll take those C's down to B's like nobody's business. A's.
Negative.
And A's.
With below A.
Yeah, they will suck the life out of those titties.
It happens.
It does, and it's unfortunate.
Speaking of boobs, let's talk about
what are you talking
UFC
about?
133.
Sweet.
Tito. I was going to say Tito Evans, but it's Tito Ortiz versus Rashad Evans.
Who looks angrier and meaner?
I don't know.
Is this a good time for a piss break?
Do you need to?
Yeah. So, we will be right back.
See you in a second. And we are back.
From
our little break.
Siesta.
To discuss UFC 133, which is what now becomes the new main event.
Cinco de Mayo.
That already happened.
Arroz con pollo?
Are you speaking only Spanish?
Chimichanga?
That sounds good, actually. Are you messing with me?
No, my wife had one of those.
God damn it.
I think I have some here. If you'd like a chimichanga.
Carb-free chimichangas?
Yeah. Always carb-free.
Fat-free?
That's the only way we roll. Yes, and fat-free, too. Okay. Gluten-free. I might as well eat one, then. Fucking A.
Maybe next time.
All right, let's roll. We got Rashad. Sugar. Evans, he is 15-1-1 versus Tito,
the
Huntington Beach bad boy. Ortiz, he's 16-8-1. Evans, 33% of his wins by KO, 13% by submission. Ortiz, 50% of his wins by KO, 19% by submission. What do you see happening here?
Well, this is an interesting little story.
How so?
Well, because Tito doesn't want the fight, then Tito wants to fight. Now, you know, one thing I read about him was that he made a statement saying that he wants.
He likes. Never mind. Just
I know what you're gonna say.
No, I wasn't.
I know you
say
too
it.
Well. I know what you were gonna say.
I had to stop myself right there.
I was about to finish your sentence.
My filter almost went off, and I was like, stop.
No, but he lost my chain. Oh God. Okay. So basically what he was saying was that at this stage in his career, he doesn't want to just take fights. He wants to be fully prepared. He's still thinking about it. I know what you're going to say. And that's why he initially turned it down, is because he wanted to make sure that he was peaking at the right point. It's not helping, is it? No. Okay. So
talking.
For me.
Yep.
That leaves a question in my mind whether that he took this fight for the right reasons.
Okay.
You know, I feel like in his last fight, he did fairly well, but, you know, he had a lot of time to prepare. And when these two first met in the first time around, Rashad was actually a lot smaller than he was. And from what I remember is that a lot of what was being said at the time was that he may have overtrained for that fight.
Overtrained? Rashad?
He was doing too much cardio, he was running a lot, he was really working his body too hard.
Well, he almost lost that fight, too. The only reason he didn't was because Tito grabbed the cage and got a point deducted.
He lost the
fight. And then that's why they had to draw.
He definitely lost the fight, minus that point deduction. But, you know, that's a factor now where I think is not going to come into play. I think they really negated each other in the first fight as far as the wrestling goes. Tito got him down early, but Rashad was able to get back up. Rashad looked quicker than him. Looked faster, looked overall like the better striker. He actually got Tito down, I think a couple of times as well, once Tito got a little tired in the later rounds. So I feel like this is going to be a close match. I don't think that any one guy is going to finish the other guy quickly. I feel like...
I'm going to make a note here.
What's that?
Of how this fight's going to end.
I feel like it's going to go a few rounds, but what's going to end up happening here is that Tito is going to gas once again.
Stop it. That's nonsense.
Dude, he finishes a
lot on top of his game.
No, yeah, come on.
He's back to championship form.
The last fight lasted all of 35 seconds. How long was it?
A minute and 56 seconds.
Okay.
So I'll check my notes.
Rashad takes Tito into the later rounds. It plays out very close. They're going to split the first two rounds. And in the third round, Tito's going to try to go for a shot. And Rashad hits that big noggin of his with an uppercut.
And breaks his hand and goes into submission.
Puts him down.
Submits himself.
TKO, I think it's going to be a done deal. Rashad Evans is back. You've seen him knock guys out in the past. You've seen him knock guys out like Chuck Liddell.
I've seen him get zombie-eyed, too.
Well, that was by Machida-san. So, Steven Seagal.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a karate kick.
But that was his fight. He had that fight. That was his first fight defending the belt. His head was all messed up. So, I think Rashad comes in hungry. He wants.
I thought you were going to say hung. Comes in hung.
And I think he comes in a lot bigger, than he did in the first fight.
Fucking shit.
He's trying to throw me off my game. It's terrible.
It's all good.
I feel like, you know, that was a huge factor. Tito looked so much bigger than him last time. It's not going to be the case now. So
I don't know. Tito's 150% right now.
Is he?
he won in a minute and 56 seconds.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
Finally came into a fight, you know, 150%. Not hurt. Not with a fractured skull or broke whatever.
Yeah.
He won.
Rashad Evans, third round, TKO. That's my prediction. I'm telling you, he's going to be back. And Dana White did say that Tito would not be cut no matter what happens. Maybe
yeah,
that's what he was looking for.
He's the man. It's a win-win for Tito here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the fuck happens, but I think my bigger concerns are in this fight are just Rashad, because when's the last time he fought? He's been out for a long time.
Cursed.
Remember, he held out because he wanted to fight Shogun, and then
John Jones.
Yeah, Shogun gets hurt, and then he gets hurt, and then Jones has to step in, so...
Maybe it's him who's cursed. Whatever card that he's on, the whole card is fucked.
Maybe.
Because he's got bad luck.
Could be. So he had that going on for himself. And then, now he's not training at Greg Jackson's, right?
Yeah, you got a new camp.
Right, so...
And they have a lot of bad things to say about Greg Jackson.
It's true, but they also don't have all the champions to train with now.
Right.
And they don't have all the top-level instructors. It's kind of a... hodgepodge of fighters, and I think they're training down in Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but they are catering to Rashad and Rashad only. That's what they keep saying.
That's fine, but you also need to train with champions if you want to be a champion. And they had a handful of them over there.
Champions?
Yes.
Greg Jackson as well.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a few.
So, this would be his first fight not training there, and fuck, I can't even remember. You know,
quite a
would
while.
Have been after like the Ultimate Fighter show, and then
yeah, he's been with them a long time. He was with Jackson's when he fought Tito last time, so UFC 73,
so
something like that.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a long
so
time ago.
The other thing is he hasn't fought in I have to check notes here. It's been a while. May of 2010.
That's it.
So it's 15 month layoff, and then he was injured, right? So. A little bit of surgery, so he's got a lot of questions. He's got, like, body rust. He's got cage rust. He's got a little mental rust with missing the title shot. Like, how does he handle
twice.
That? Yeah.
Twice, right? Yeah.
Something like that. I'll buy what you're selling right now. I don't give a fuck.
Nice.
Just go ahead. Whatever you want to say, I'm going to go, yes.
Yes.
Diego Sanchez. Dirty Sanchez? What?
I'm not sure.
You're racist. Anyways. What?
I haven't said anything.
That's why I'm going to drink a beer.
You're having a conversation with yourself. Cheers.
Sometimes I do that, Ingo.
This is the weirdest. We should have done the prediction first.
You probably should have.
It's been deflated.
I don't know.
We lost our thunder.
But.
Get it back.
nice.
That's what we do before every show.
Exactly. I counted Tito out the last fight.
Yes.
He looked impressive because he did drop Bader with that short uppercut, hook, whatever the fuck you want to call
that.
He
did?
and was smart and dropped down, hooked up the guillotine, pulled guard, and squeezed it a little long and got him out.
You almost got Rashad with a guillotine in their first fight, too. It was like end of second round, I think, right? Is that what it was? It was pretty tight.
I'm buying what you're selling, so.
Oh, yeah.
Done
deal.
I just
watched it last night again.
Great.
Yes, almost caught him.
And when he fought Machida, I'll say this again, too, that Ortiz did have that triangle locked up in the third round and converted to an armbar and he got out. So.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying his ground game is underrated?
Yes, I am. Because the other thing about Rashad is he has a tendency to take the third round off in fights. Mm-hmm. And you saw that in the Rampage fight, mm-hmm. where Rampage was about one or two shots away from fucking zombie eyeing him again. And it was just like those punches just kept missing.
I was
like,
Thiago Silva was another one.
Fuck yeah.
Similar.
So the way I see this playing out is Tito basically needs to survive the first couple of rounds and not throw any kicks, you know, keep it standing. And let's just exchange round one, round two. He can give up the first two. And then I think in round three, he needs to keep the cardio. And I'm hoping he's going to have the cardio to maintain that because Rashad will think, oh, I'm up two rounds. I'll just take off this round because that's what he's been doing the last two fights. So,
the speed's not a factor, though?
He'll faster, be faster. Yeah, I'll give him a much speed faster advantage. Striking. But I think what's going to degrade him, that's right, degrade, whatever, all those other factors I threw in, mm-hmm. plus the third round, Tito is going to pull a submission out, and I think he's going to carry the cardio. Rashad's taking that round off, and he's going to triangle him. That's right. I'm going to say a third round triangle from Tito.
Whoa. So we both agree third round. What's the 8-ball say?
The Magic 8-ball is taking... Oh, you dirty bitch. Ask again later. I ain't got time for that. Rashad Evans.
Nice. Rashad Evans.
Good for you, 8-ball. Good for you. I don't know. I just don't like him. I think it's all from the Ultimate Fighter show, just maybe. How he was just like showboating and Matt Hughes like getting in his face. I don't know. And then did you see where he also made some comments about the UFC handpicks its champions
yes.
now? And
saw that.
That is not going to bode well with Dana.
I think him and Dana disagree on a lot of things, and it seems like they go at it, you know, yeah. pretty good. So, I mean, he's a gifted athlete. But
sure.
unfortunately, he needs somebody to tell him to get out of his own way. I think he's one of those guys with a lot of skill, but his mental, like the way he goes about things, is not necessarily the right way.
So well, I think the thing that hurt him the most was not taking a fight.
Yeah,
he should have stayed active. I think that's what's going to hurt him the most.
And Tito just fought, so you know maybe.
And
he
didn't take any damage in that fight, so he is fight fresh. It's not like Rick Story. Who took that fight on short notice and then was like, okay, now you got Charlie Brenneman stepping in and like,
yeah, after like
you could tell he
war.
Was weathered.
He was, yes. he was beat up.
Tito is fresh, so I'm buying back in, Tito. Don't let me down.
Which means he's going to let you down now.
Nah, it's 2-1. I don't know.
People forget, though, he had lost, what, 5 fights in a row
prior to this last win? He had not won since 2006. Ken Shamrock was his last win.
Yeah. So, I mean, one win, I know it's exciting and all, but Rashad's been in the mix.
He is back, and I'm going to say it, resurgence.
Resurgence of Tito Ortiz.
Resurgence of Tito, bitches.
I'll take it. You know.
I don't mind it. I was actually rooting pretty hard when he pulled that fucking submission off. I was like, yeah, fucking choke him out. Choke him out. And then he pulls the gravedigger out.
That was pretty cool.
You ain't seen that in fucking years.
Years.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
It's like old school, man.
Yeah. So, well, very good.
Yep.
There you have our prediction.
True that.
UFC 133 after that random discussion. And that will bring us to viewer mail, which we covered a lot of it already. But if you would like to send an email or a question to the show.
Where can they do that, Eddie?
You can do so at fans@MMANuts.com or on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, Twitter, Twatter, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. We're everywhere. Just.
Are you worldwide?
We are worldwide.
Nice.
Everywhere. 296 countries. Almost 300.
He just said cunt.
I did say cunt.
Trees.
Countries.
Mm-hmm.
Cunty? Cunt? What's worse? I don't know.
I don't know. Can you be half a cunt? Like, is that possible? I emailed Brian because he's just talking about his ex-wife. That's right. And she was being fucking cunty. And so here's the story. So,
is this our knowledge portion?
Well, it's half the knowledge. Well, so let's just say I've got a buddy. We'll not name names.
Which you already said twice. His name is not Brian.
Yeah, it's not Brian. And his ex-wife gave a mohawk to his son.
How old is his son?
I want to say 12. Mm. And he asked me, like, what's my opinion on that? I'm like, that is not a good move for a 12-year-old boy. That's like asking my daughter to, like, cut her hair short like a boy. It doesn't happen. There's not a choice. You don't have that option. Like, if you're a girl, you're going to have long hair. If you're a boy, you're not having a fucking mohawk. So basically, they had him and his ex-wife had words, and I guess this is not the first time it's happened. This is the second time. So the first time it happened, when he got him for the weekend, he just shaved the fucking mohawk off. Oh. It's like, we're done. You're not having that. And he cried, and he gave him, like, a fucking ice cream and said, you know, get over that shit and rub some dirt on it.
Be a man.
Yeah, toughen up. So this time, fucking ex-wife tells him what happened. He's pissed, and then kid shows up, and the mohawk is gone. So I said, well, maybe she's half a cunt. It's like, no, she's full cunt, and she needs to be stabbed with a steak knife. It's all just talky talk.
He didn't do anything.
We don't mean anything
happened,
by
we
that.
Nothing to do with it.
But I'm just saying.
Is the mohawk really that big of a deal? I don't know. Is that?
I'm not letting my son, if I had a son, have a mohawk. It's not an option.
I don't know how I feel about it.
It's not an option.
I don't know.
He ain't a fighter. If you're a fighter, fine. You have a fucking mohawk. Might as well grow a goatee then, bitch. Do it. Toughen up. I don't know. It's one of those things.
Sometimes those kids, though, they have like an expression, like they want to. Where did this come from? Did this come from the child?
I have no idea.
Did it come from the mother? If it's something that's influencing the kid from the outside, I would say it's a bad thing. But if maybe the kid wants the mohawk for whatever ridiculous reason, sometimes you gotta let him do that shit to realize how stupid it is.
No, it's not an option for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, that's why I said it's like my daughters, and they want to cut their hair short like a man. It's not an option.
Not an option. No,
like,
cutting,
you're a
no
girl, option. You keep your hair long. That's all you look. Pretty.
That would be one way for you to avoid the men coming around, and when they're older.
Well, then she'll have the girls, and then they'll be scissor fighting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's double. We don't need it. Double-edged sword.
It is. So we'll get to the knowledge. So here we go. So last weekend I told a story of determination with a 6-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. It's another story of determination with a 6-year-old.
Really?
So again, we're at a swim meet. And she's not swimming this time, so she decides, oh, I want to attack you.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she's coming at me in a stance, and so I'm like, I'll just, like, strangle her. not per se, but, you know, she came at me, so I just spun her around and threw like a body triangle on her and locked up a rear naked choke. And I don't squeeze 100%, but maybe 10%, you know?
Mine
give her a little taste.
9?
She's 6. This is the youngest
one. Oh, the younger one. Okay, sorry.
So, you know, she's like, Daddy, Daddy, I can't breathe. I'm like, all right, well, let go. So then I tell her, next time you gotta tap out. And here's what she says in front of everybody that was watching. She goes, no one's tapping me out. Come on. I'm like, what?
Nice.
Are you kidding me? Did you just say that to me? That was
awesome.
So awesome.
That was awesome.
Like, fucking no one is tapping me. Oh, and she is tough as fuck, man. She is going to be the scrapper. I'm going to have to watch out for what I show this girl.
That's pretty
yes,
awesome.
She did.
That's where you need you wish you had a camera at that
moment.
Oh, my
God.
Some of them taping
you. I told my wife that. She was just like, oh. What? It's like I'm training like 2 scrappers here. I guess
killers.
It's good that they're both girls, but
are they gonna be like the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus? But
I don't know.
Of MMA.
I don't know.
Be on the lookout.
They're starting to like it, you know, and you don't wanna
show them Eric, you better watch your ass when you're 40. These chicks are coming.
I don't know. You don't want to show them too much, but you want to show them enough. Yeah. So if shit happens, you just need to know what to do. That's all.
That is pretty awesome.
It's all about being prepared. So sometimes you got to choke them. Not hard, but enough.
On that note.
Pluck that shit. Pluck it.
Pluck.
That's right. Finger remember?
Pluck. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, damn right.
I've never had to use it.
Pluck and kick to the balls. Krav Maga plucking.
Or the pluck.
Yep. Pluck and kick.
I feel like I still have the motion down.
Although sometimes when I go for that straight choke, they just laugh. Like, I'm choking you. You don't laugh right now. I don't squeeze hard. I just put my hands.
Just until they turn blue, right? And then you like.
No, oh, every once in a while, I might squeeze off a little one on the older one, just to give her a little taste. Like, get out of that.
Life is rough.
Don't be there.
At the Griffith household.
Don't be there. You gotta toughen them up, man. So that if you ever get put in that situation, you know what it feels like, and you know what to do. That is all. All right, bitches.
All right. So with that interesting tidbit of determination, which was pretty awesome. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
And I'm Matt Griffith.
And we will see you guys next time.
Thanks for playing.